ignored it, and 3 months later, it still hasn't earned back what it cost to produce. If I followed the conventional wisdom offered in writing forums like K-Boards, I'd try to advertise the book. I'd try price pulsing. I'd mess with keywords. Maybe I'd change the cover. I'd monkey with the blurb. You know what? I didn't do any of those things because I understood immediately why the book failed. I didn't write it to market. I wrote it, then tried to market it. At the same time I launched Hero Born, my friend Domino Finn launched a book called Dead Man. Dead Man was an urban fantasy written to market. It followed all the genre tropes and is a slightly darker version of the Dresden Files. Fans loved it, and while my book sank, Dead Man took off. Nor was it the only book I saw do that. Don McKenna published a wonderful literary novel called See You. If you want a good cry, read the book. It's amazing. Very few people bought See You, and Don was in a rough financial spot. She decided to try something else. Don worked with powerhouse Wayne Stinnett, who all but owns the sea adventure genre. Don wrote a series to market and went from 2 figures a month to hitting 5 figures a month. R.M. Webb did the same thing. So did Katie Vance. The list of authors who transitioned into the writing-to-market model is long, and you'll hear more about them through the course of this book. So I decided to do it too. My first attempt was a book many of you have read. 5,000 words per hour was written to market. I looked around at the nonfiction space and realized there was room for another book on writing faster. But this is the real rub, the thing many people get wrong. You can't just rehash a successful book. That way lies disaster. I didn't copy Rachel Aaron's 2K to 10K. Instead, I figured out what problem she was solving and solved the same problem in my own way. My book reads differently than others like it. It's shorter, more concise, and offers exercises at the end of every chapter. None of the others did that. I hit the same tropes other successful books have hit, but I made sure to do it in my voice and in my own way. If the idea of tropes is new, don't worry. I'll explain what they are and how to analyze them for your genre. All you need to know right now is that before you start writing your next novel, you need to understand the market you plan to aim it at. So how about it? Have I piqued your interest? If so, open up the book and let's get cracking. Chapter 1. Picking Your Market. Almost every time I hear the phrase right to market, it's immediately followed by the words romance or erotica. That's hardly surprising because those are by far the most widely read genres. A quick glance at the Amazon Top 100 shows that a staggering 60 of the top books are in various romance subcategories. Even genres that have nothing to do with romance are littered with romance books. Rest easy, though. I'm not here to tell you to write romance, unless you really enjoy writing romance. In fact, I don't use romance for my examples. There are many other genres you can make a killing in, and odds are good at least one of them is an area you'd enjoy writing. Writing to market is not selling out. Before we go any further, I want to dispel one of the most damaging myths in our industry, the idea that writing to market is selling out. Quite frankly, that's BS. If you write whatever you want to write and nothing else, then get ready to keep your day job forever. If, on the other hand, you want to entertain legions of readers with fun books you enjoy writing, then writing to market is the way to go. I have many, many friends who followed this model. They're still writing things they enjoy, but those things are also popular enough that they can earn a living. Below, I'll present you with two examples of people who've adopted this model. Katie Vance. I met Katie on the Writer's Cafe over at K-Boards roughly a month after I started self-publishing. She's a Tennessee native transplanted to the UK where she just earned her doctorate in creative writing. When Katie first self-published, she was writing young adult novels. They were clever, fun, and incredibly well written. There was only one problem. No one was buying them. Katie was a great writer, but she was frustrated